Hello, my name is Kara Pollard, and I am coming to you from this very new podcast. I'm super excited about it. It's going to evolve over time, but right now it's called A Way to Parent Through the Spiral of Life. And I know we all are looking for new and exciting and fun ways to parent that aren't stressful and debilitating and worrisome and fearful. So I am a parent coach, and I coach couples, parents, married parents, divorced parents, single parents, all about parenting issues. And I have found some commonalities throughout the several years that I have been in practice. I also own and operate a program called A Way We Play, which is a movement, music, and messy arts program for children. And so through my training at the Parent Coaching Institute and all my work with parents and families, I've really evolved personally, and I've really grown from working with clients who have taught me so much. Today, I am starting this podcast as a birthday gift to myself. Yes, it is my birthday, and my children were so kind as to bring me breakfast in bed and let me play my own music. Normally, time in the car is their time for them to play their music, and they actually played Prince, and I asked them to look up a Hot House Flowers song for anyone who can remember or knows who Hot House Flowers is, and a couple of John Cougar Mellencamp songs. So it was great fun for me to start my day, and I thought about birthdays in general and how great my kids are on my birthday and why it means so much to me. And growing up, I always had great birthdays. I did come from divorced parents, so the good news was I always got two celebrations, and my dad had kind of started a tradition where he would get a Carvel birthday cake. Carvel is an ice cream cake that's now available in grocery stores, but it used to be an ice cream place in the western suburbs of Chicago. So that was his tradition, and we would do many birthday activities. And then when I was home at my mom's house, it was usually a great celebration of going downtown to Marshall Fields, and my grandma would get me some spring clothes, and we would stop and pick up an Uno's pizza, a deep dish pizza that was only available down in the city at that time, and bring it home and again sing happy birthday, and I'd get to make a birthday wish. What is interesting is my birthday wish from the time I was 6 to I think at least 16 was always that my parents would get back together again. So you can imagine everyone's staring at you, singing happy birthday, and you blow out the candles, and you're so excited, and you make a wish, and everyone asks you, even though you're not supposed to share, what was your wish? What was your wish? And I always got a big kick out of the fact that my parents might ask me, and I thought, if you only knew. You know, my wish is that my mom and dad would get back together again. And I think that stems from a commonality that I have found amongst current kids of divorced and amongst people who are divorced. And the kids always want a sense of belonging. They always want to feel like they have the loyalties of two people, like they're on a team, like they belong. And right or wrong, or justified or not, or valid or not, when you come from divorced parents, sometimes you make up a story that you don't have a collaborative team. You might have one person in your court for certain things and another person in your court for other aspects of your life. But you kind of feel like you're not on this big team where big families sometimes give off that vibe that they have each other's back. So I often felt that way and pined for a feeling of belonging and belonging to a bigger group than me and one other person. It's ironic because both my parents had significant others or were married. And so this was probably a lot of a story that I made up for, you know, in my own mind. But knowing this and knowing that other children feel this way, it has kind of helped me with my work as a parent coach, particularly when a child it has parents who are going through divorce and I'm coaching the parents, or they're after the fact and they're still coming to me for help, mostly with their children. But very often they come with the attitude that, you know, my spouse is unduly influencing my kids, or an ex-spouse might say that they bought a gift that their ex didn't approve of. And so some of the moments that they make decisions are actually defined by doing something against their ex, which really doesn't bode well for the children. And they certainly can sense that energy and feel that. So if you are a divorced parent, I think that what you need to always remember is that your child affiliates themselves with your ex in some way. And of course, you know that, but on a deeper level, they really feel that they are part of that opposite person. And so if there's some aspect of them that you don't like, they're going to feel that. They're going to internalize that. They're going to take that on. And so it's a good time to pause and remember, particularly on a child's birthday, that even if that child doesn't talk that often to your ex, it would be really great if you could bring yourself to tell one positive story about a time that your ex-spouse really loved your son or daughter as a child. Kids love stories from when they were first born, or things that they don't remember, or even you know, just a repetitive story. They learn and grow by repetitive things. So if you could tell them on their birthday something about their ex, it makes their world, it makes them feel like they belong. It makes it so much brighter, and it's such a deep birthday gift. And then maybe they wouldn't feel like they had to pine so much for that feeling of belonging. They may anyway, because no matter what you do, kids and people make up their own stories. But if you could usurp that or preempt that feeling in any way, it might just help to make their birthday an even deeper celebration, and they could save their wish for something that's far greater than something that's never going to happen. So don't let them waste a wish. Tell them something nice about your ex. And thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you have anything you want to add, please contact me at Kara@KaraPollardParentCoach.com. Thank you so much.